chance of y'all to be on today, even though we are doing it separately today than what we've done before. But we believe God is going to give us the power to get the word over anyway. So in order to get started, let's ask the Lord to help us. Father, we thank you right now for the joy that you have given us in the middle of all that is going on in our world, in the entire globe called Earth. Well, we know without a doubt in my mind that you have the power to take care of us and to guide us through whatever comes at us. But we are not afraid, yet on the other hand, Lord, teach us how to obey the laws of the land that it will keep us safe with your help. We thank you, Lord. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you. It is a joy today to speak to you from this subject. In the middle of it all, we win. And let me start off by today, as I like to do often, and that is to ask this question. Is the Bible true or not? And I'm going to give you about an hour or two to see if everybody can answer that. No, I don't wait an hour or two. But is the Bible true or not? And my answer for that is yes, it is true. Then if I can go ahead and say, yes, it is true, then I say, since it is true, we need to recognize the depths of the world and look at the world's view of God's word and our view of God's word. And when I say our, I'm talking about us believers. Now, the world's view is, I think a long time ago, 1955, I started school at Tennessee State University. And there was a young lady who was well-renowned, and you can look her up if you want. Her name was May Fowler. And she's in the world book, the Guinness World Book of Records, because she was that good in her running. Ralph Boston, he is in the book. And many others are in the book. And that's what the world's views are. Everybody is competing for a place. Everybody is competing to get to the top and become the winner. But I want you to know that everything, even Maybag, Ralph Boston, and anyone else that is in the World Book, Guinness World Book of Records, is going to fade away someday and will not be in existence. But the one I'm talking about, it will last forever. And that is, in the middle of all that happens, the worldview, riches, and right now we're looking at what's going on in our government. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not afraid to say what I have to say about our present government. And I'm not very happy with it. Even though they are sending out the money, but I'm not happy with the fact of how it is leaned and put in such a way that the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer. But I believe and know for sure by the word of God that in the middle of all of this, we win. Come and go with me if you would. I'm going to start off in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And I'm going to look at, moreover, that's verse 30, Romans 8 and 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he also called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now watch verse 31. Verse 31. 8 and 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, I want you to look at more of the stuff. What does the stuff look like? That's what I want to talk about for a few minutes. What does the stuff look like? Let's start at verse 35. Now, this is the stuff that intends to separate us and not let us get to. 8 and 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? And my answer is no. Shall distress, like COVID-19? No. Persecution? No. Famine? No. Nakedness? No. Peril or sword? No. And he didn't stop yet. Look at Paul, how he's putting this out there. The thing that's out there. But what he wants us to know out of this is just like this. Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all of the day long, that we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But what how we look at this? The accounting of sheep for the slaughter. May and all these verse 37, and all of these things, we are more than conquerors. Bring him that love. Can I say that again? We are more than conquerors. So whatever's going down, the $2 trillion that the government has put out ain't going to go that far when it's spread across all of America. But at the same time, whatever we fall short in, we're going to be able to make it all work. And I'm just saying to you right now that God is able to keep us no matter what it looks like. So I'm coming to you right now saying to you that in the middle of all this stuff, we are more than conquerors. Let me take you, if you please, to, let's see, verse 38. For I am persuaded, now, this is what Paul is saying, that after he has looked at everything, he says, for I am persuaded. In other words, I'm totally convinced. After looking at all the other stuff, verse 85, verse 86, verse 87, I am now persuaded that neither death nor life. For when I mentioned this the other day, and I spoke online to many people who have lost people to this virus. And I wanted them to know that if these people want to sleep in Jesus, you don't have to worry about it because you're in good shape because you're going to see them again. Now, principality, my power, not things present, not things to come, not height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Well, I need to take you now and take a look at something. Come with me to the book of 1 John. 1 John. 1 John, chapter 4. 1 John, chapter 4. You there? All right, here we go. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit for the fear of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit, listen. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist. Thereof we have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, this was spoken back during the time of Christ, which is over 2,000 years ago, and we know that the Antichrist is somewhere present right now, and I think doing everything he can to present himself in such a way that he will deviate us from being with God. Ye are the children, look at verse 34, or verse 4. 4 and 4. Ye are of God, them children and have overcome them, because greater is He. Greater is He. Greater is He. I just wanted to make sure you heard that. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. So to make any difference, whatever is going on, greater is He that is in us. Therefore, we are winners in the middle of it all. Come back now, let's back up in 1 John, and I want to look at 1 John chapter 2. And I want to look at verse 18. Okay? Look at verse 18. Listen to what he said. Your children, it is the last time, and as we have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. It's a sign of the last time. Look at verse number 20. How do you know when you are faced with an evil spirit? Verse 20. But you have an unction, UNCTION, from the Holy One, and you know all things. We know all things, and the reason why we know all things is because we have been filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost teaches us the difference between that which is the wrong spirit and an evil spirit. I'm going to move along now. I normally don't care to just preach scripture on scripture, but I'm doing that today because I really want you to recognize the fact that we are winners. It don't make any difference what we're going through. We are winners. And so come with me now to, I believe, the last scripture that I'm going to deal with, and I'm just going to quote that for you, and that's in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And this is from Jesus. Remember when he sent those guys out two by two? And he said, I want you guys to make sure that you stick together, that you love one another, and that you make sure you use my name, that you use it properly. Boy, them guys were out casting out demons there, demons screaming and running and dying. By the way, a little short testimony here. I think I told you all on my last message that my baby son, who is 58, passed on the 10th of January this year, 10th of January. And for many years, he was asking me about this Christ that I could not put my hands on. So, one day said to him, I said, Hoss, that's what I call him, I said, Hoss, I've given you everything that I know. I don't know nothing else. You just gonna have to go to God with this thing, because I can't help you anymore. You have to ask God to help you understand the thing. So we had Thanksgiving dinner this year. He had my eyes. And we got ready to pray, and my baby son said, Daddy, can I get the prayer? And I said, what is this, huh? And he started praying like this, and he said, Father, I love you. I hope you didn't get upset with me when I was doing what I was doing to my daddy. But all I was doing was looking for you. I just wanted to make sure that I knew who you were. And let me tell you, the little brother prayed his heart out. Then, when the doctor told him he wasn't going to get well, he was laying in the hospital room at the Randall Valley Hospital, and he made this statement. He says, listen, Daddy, don't y'all hear those demons screaming? No, we don't hear nothing. And he looked around us, and he started speaking to them, and he started speaking in tongues, and he finally said to them, get out by the name of Jesus. Then after he got through with that, he smiled. He said, they're going, Dad. He said, can I stay with you my last days? And he did. He stayed right here in my house with me until he died about 4 days later. But what I wanted to leave you out of that thing is that God brought him to a winning streak to the point to where he made the statement to all of us that was there. He says, now, I'm going to beat Abraham out. Abraham thought he had it going on because he was God's friend. He said, but when I get there, I'm going to be God's best friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I have been happy ever since. Now, this is what the Lord Jesus told these guys when they got back and they were telling them about how the devil was betrayed. So he told them, listen, here's one of the things that you need to do is to be happy about your name being written. Now, he said to them in Luke chapter 10 and 19, and I'm going to close out with this. And he said this. He says, behold, in other words, look, I give you power over all of the powers of the enemy. And I want you to know that you can step on scorpions, snakes, whatever, whatever gets in your way. You can walk right in the middle of it because you are a winner. Now, please understand this, brothers and sisters. Don't get this mixed up. I'm not telling anybody to go out in the middle of this and get into crowds and expose yourself to people who may have the virus and take you out. But what I am saying, if you don't know what is out there, you do everything you can to protect yourself. And then when you get through with that, call upon the power that is in you that you might be able to walk out a winner no matter what. Let me pray for you. God, we thank you so much for the privilege of being able to speak a word to those who listen today. We know without a doubt that in the middle of all of the things that can happen to us in this life, that we are in the middle of it all, but we are winning. Thank you for it. We ask your blessings upon this program, upon this message. Oh, God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.